It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this bad boy every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we'll toss it over to our fantastic producer, diehard Duck fan, Jordan Schultze.
Ducks are fighting for clicks, or other teams are fighting for clicks. Ducks are fighting for wins. So excited about that win.
12.
On Saturday over at Ohio State.
I'm still erect.
What's a Duck's favorite number? It used to be 0. Now it's 12.
Wait, what? Zero times that they beat, like, big teams? Or
you guys are the only team I've ever seen in my entire life that has the number of national championships written in the center of your field.
So funny. What does Wazoo have? I know they don't have it.
We don't write the number in the center of our field, I'll tell you
it's
that.
It's a letter.
It's called the letter O. It's like Mark Mason says about Damian Lillard. It's the letter O.
It looks like
zero. I think it's the letter O.
It looks like the number of natties you have.
How's your conference, bud?
Savage, dude.
Mountain West 2.0 over there.
You guys are so cool. So cool. So cool. You can't sit with us!
By the way, Joe, I know you produced this open, and I do appreciate you finding probably the only clip ever of a baseball announcer, and specifically my favorite one of all time.
And he gets on his hands and knees and blows on it.
Dave Niehaus talking about a baseball player getting on their hands and knees and blowing on anything is it's pretty cool.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Get to listen to that every
there's
week.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
I mean, this is the greatest call in the history of baseball.
I don't believe what I... No. It's Tom Brenneman.
Well, he's been relegated to CW football. All right, guys.
Yeah, my conference. Back up.
Yeah.
All right.
Relegation.
Brenneman's my guy. My guy. Big Friday night conference showdown, okay?
Yeah, versus UNLV.
Stop it!
All right.
I will fire you.
Somebody that does not have to worry about being fired is new Reds manager Terry Francona.
Tito.
Unbelievable. What a
shock. I would die for you right now.
What a shock of a hire the Cincinnati Reds made. They had turned down a bunch of the names. Scott Servais had possibly interviewed with them. A couple of other guys just kind of,
I would
Gabe
be sober.
Did you guys talk about that last week?
Yeah,
we did.
I'd be sober for maybe like 4 or 5 days if it meant that I had Terry Francona on the Guardians again.
I understand.
4 or 5 days tops. I mean, I'm not crazy.
Can't ask you to change completely, right?
Oh, God.
No, but obviously one of the best managers of all time. He's won a World Series with the Red Sox and taking the Cleveland Guardians to a World Series or to the ALCS. I can't remember if the World Series was under him. That was, right, Patrick?
16?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, thank you. He got there in 2014. So, yeah, Terry Francona, two different teams to the World Series, won it with the Red Sox, of course. And again, a team with red. But very shocking, of course, to get him. Fair or foul, with their roster, Terry Francona will lead the Reds to the playoffs next season in 2025.
Oh, boy. This gets me hot. Gets me hot worked up. As I said earlier in the show, whatever the hell happens in the NL Central next year, And, boy, this throws a wrench into things. The Brewers are probably...
They're going to be the same. Christian Yelich is going to have a comeback season until he's dead in July.
Are the Cubs able to make a comeback season with Craig Counsell in year two?
Maybe some free agent pickups. I like the Cubs next year, but I liked them this year, too.
Pirates, as long as they have that goofy-ass owner?
Nope.
No. Not worried about them. Cardinals.
Nope. They're going to lose Goldschmidt.
Well, I don't know what the hell's going to happen with them.
I think they're going to reset.
I think they're going to reset, too, and Goldschmidt's going to be starting first baseman for your Seattle Mariners.
I'd prefer Wilson Contreras, but I digress.
God, I really want to say fair. I really do. But I'm not going to just yet, because we still have a whole offseason to go.
Tell you what, I will. I'll say fair. I love Tito. This is what Tito does. Tito comes in. What I'm more terrified is that Carl Willis, the pitching coach for the Guardians, is going to go be on the staff in Cincinnati, because Tito fired everybody. Yeah, everybody's gone. Cleaned house. Tito's going to bring his people in. I think Francona is the kind of guy. This is why this is such a home run hire. And the story about it is fascinating. They just said, why don't we take a shot at Tito? GM flew down there, met him on the golf course and said, yo, Tito, you interested in managing the Reds? And he was like, well, I'd talk to you. Let's go home. Let's eat some food. And then the owners of the Reds showed up. And it's like, oh, yeah, all right, cool, I'm down. I will say fair. I think Francona, what he gets there, outside of maybe Kevin Cash, there is no manager in modern-day baseball that gets more out of nothing than Terry Francona. I'll say fair.
All right. I like both of your guys' answers. Have to agree with you. Yeah, very weak division that they're coming out of. It's such a young, talented roster. Ellie De La Cruz, former Duck, Spencer Steer. I do believe Noel V. Marte, after his roid suspension, is going to come back and be okay for them. So, yeah, a lot of young pieces that Terry can play with. Our guys, fair or foul number two, did come out last week while Joe was gone, that MLB is taking over production of the Guardians, Brewers, and Twins on television. So no more distribution by Bally Sports or whoever their partnerships were with. MLB and MLB.tv now going to be distributing that locally to fans and over the air. So, guys, we've seen almost like a third of teams now in the league doing this. Fair foul that most teams, besides like New York, Boston, LA, you know, even Chicago is going the way of MLB handling their broadcasts. But besides the big cities, most of these teams are going to have their broadcasts handled by MLB within 5 years. So by 2029, which also means, and in this situation it's happening with the Guardians, Brewers, and Twins, blackouts, that whole five-team blackout in the Midwest is disappearing. So fair or foul, guys, this will be the way of the world in MLB in 5 years or less.
I'll go first on this. I will say fair. I think Major League Baseball... You know, for all the times that I say Major League Baseball hates Major League Baseball and does a lot of things that hurt the progression of the game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What I will give them credit for, and we've always talked about how MLB.TV, the package, all that is ahead of everybody else, okay? You might love your Sunday ticket. You might love your league pass. That is here because of what Major League Baseball did. They did that first. I will give Major League Baseball credit because I think what they're trying to do is they're playing the long game of not pissing off the RSL, the RSNs, to where the NFL doesn't want to piss off the RSNs, the NBA doesn't want to piss off the RSNs, the regional sports networks, because that's where a lot of money is. Baseball is just waiting for the RSNs to fail so then they can lift those blackout restrictions, and then instead of charging me $160 for the package, they'll charge me $200, and I can watch any game at any time. And I'll tell you what, most of the people that pay for the package now are going to pay for that 40 game upgrade, because a lot of us buy it because we love baseball and we have YouTube TV or cable or whatever it is. So now we can cut one of those and get into that. I think baseball is playing the game of let's not piss off RSNs by just letting them die.
Repeat the question for me, Schultzy, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. Fair foul. Most teams, besides like the big markets, will have their broadcasts handled by Major League Baseball within 5 years. Fair foul.
Fair. I think the RSN sports model, it's a dying breed, especially with streaming. And MLB can handle it. Who was the team they took over this year? Was it the Padres?
Padres, Diamondbacks recently as well.
Yeah, and I feel like that it's actually gone pretty well for them. And I just think that the regional sports network, like how many different transitions into different companies have handled it. I mean, the Bally Diamond Sports Network thing has been an absolute failure. It seems like every few years it's a different regional sports network that's handling it. Other than the big major networks that we were talking about, you know, whether it's MASN, whether it's YES.
Or YES.
Yeah, like those are kind of different beasts. But I think for some of these smaller markets across the country, yeah, I do not see them being able to survive without the MLB stepping in.
The only reason that this is foul is because Major League Baseball has taken full control over it, that it becomes an Apple TV thing like MLS. That's the only reason why this is foul, is that Major League Baseball eventually gets full control over all of it and sells it to a streamer.
There's a slight difference.
That's the only reason it's foul.
They are putting local, like, available over the air in Minnesota. Minneapolis, you can watch Twins games like you could, you know, right now if I'm watching the Mariners on Root Sports still. It's the same experience. You don't necessarily, if you've got, like, local cable already, don't have to buy this MLB.TV package. They are still offering it for you. But you're right. That could go away. Like, that might just be, like, the carrot, and then they'll pull that to make you pay the $200. Yep. Hear what you're saying. All right, guys, fair foul number three involving an upcoming free agent. That would be current New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso.
Oh, boy.
The polar
he's
bear.
He's expensive now.
The polar bear's
last few weeks, he's earned a lot of buckaroos.
Yeah, he's going to be making some money. Not quite his best overall season, but one of the best month and 3 week or so stretches that we've seen from Alonso in a long time. Going to be 30 years old. Fair foul, guys. I don't think the Mariners are going to sign him. I'm not thinking that, you know, a guy that's been super successful in the best market in baseball is going to want to leave that. But guys, fair foul, Pete Alonso will re-sign with the New York Mets.
I'll go first on this. I think Pete Alonso will re-sign with the Mets, and I think they'll overpay him because I think they'll miss out on Soto.
Bingo!
So they'll have to get somebody else.
Oh, the latter part of that I don't agree with, but the re-signing and overpaying I do agree with.
Yeah, I think they'll overpay him. I like Pete. I think the last 3 weeks I've always loved him. I mean, the polar bear is my favorite animal, so like I'm a little like attuned to him because his nickname's my favorite animal, but I think Pete has been really, really maybe the unsung hero of this Mets playoff run
he was bad at the end of the regular season, and all eyes are at Frankie Lindor right now. But Pete Alonso, that home run against the Brewers, he had a great game yesterday for them to tie the series at 1-1. I think Pete has been underappreciated hero of the Mets in this postseason. Yeah, I think they'll overpay him, and they'll wait before they pay him to see if they land Soto, which I don't think they will. So since they lose out on Soto, Cohen will overreact and overpay Pete to keep him there. I would love to see Pete go somewhere else because I would love to see his true value. I think he's a little overhyped in New York. I would love to see his true value. I think if the Mariners could land him, that'd be amazing, but they could never pay what he's going to get paid.
Cheap jerks.
But he's a Met. He's a Met.
Yeah, again, I agree with Patrick that he's going to come back. I feel like the momentum of the season, how it shifted, where the Mets were able to make the NLCS, I feel like that he really does love New York, loves playing for this team, this city. And,
no more home run derbies.
Yeah. Well, I was out on it, but I don't know. Pete Alonso's starting to grow on me a little bit more, too.
Right.
But I think that the Mets are going to overpay for him more than they should. But again, I think that Steve Cohen, how he's running this team, is that he's just burning through money. And he likes this team, the guys that he has. And Alonso wants to stay here, so he will.
Did you see that interview? Sorry.
I was going to say, did you see Steve Cohen's statement on Frankie Lindor?
No.
He was like, yeah, that contract sounded bad to you all right now, huh? Seems like a pretty good deal to me.
Yeah, I love Steve Cohen. His celebration and then...
When Frankie hit that grand slam it was just like, seems like a pretty good deal to me.
In the locker room for their celebration to get to the NLCS, like, he was talking about how proud he was and how much money and time he's put into this team. And
God,
like, every fan deserves an owner for their team like this.
I don't love Cohen, but
no,
God,
I don't.
I love Frankie.
I mean,
God, I love him.
I love the attitude that Cohen has. We're up against it, though, so that's probably all we got time for, guys. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.